Hey everybody, Josh Sigerson of World Alternative Media here, and guess which idiot is resigning now? The latest globalist shill to step down. People are praising this. It's Humza Yousaf, one of our favorites, a guy who wants to imprison you for 7 years for insulting a trans person or anyone that considers himself a minority. Though it's gone pretty bad for him, considering the fact that he's one of the most reported people to the hate crime unit and the police can't possibly keep up with it. J.K. Rowling has said, arrest me many times to him. And here he is tearfully quitting, admitting he cannot survive a Hollywood confidence vote and underestimated backlash from axing coalition with Greens as SNP plunges deeper into chaos. This is the so-called Scottish leader, the first minister, the man who does not appear very Scottish, but you know, that's kind of the fashion these days. And he's stepping down, but who is going to replace him? Because look, he's been just full of scandals and it's looked bad for him. He's only been in for what, like a year? He has been nothing more or nothing less than an absolute globalist woke scumbag for the World Economic Forum's agenda. And he is going to be replaced quite obviously by someone who is going to be, well, the same. And today we're going to go into a little bit of who is in the running to replace Humza Yousaf as SNP leader. To those that aren't Scottish, you might think, why do I care? It matters because it's part of the overall layout of the global order, and we're seeing it in the US, we're seeing it in Canada, the Build Back Better slogan. We're seeing it all over the UK, all over Europe, everywhere as they install 15-minute cities and try to enslave you to technocracy. So we're going to go into that and more. I urge people to go and check those links below and help support us if you can. We have a gogetfunding.com link in the description. We are bankrupt and we're on the road, but it's because we tell the truth that the mainstream and mainstream alternative media doesn't like. The mainstream alternative media is praising this. The mainstream media is saying, oh no, it's so bad that he's resigning. It's neither. The reality is much more sinister, but there's solutions to all these problems. So if you want to support real independent media that doesn't go along with new narratives and goes along with the evidence and the truth, I urge people to help support us. And thank you to those who have thus far already. You guys are absolute lifesavers and we could not do it without you. Anyway, let's get into this. So Humza Yousaf is quitting. Good. That's all good. Who isn't happy to see this scumbag get pushed out of the spotlight, though? I'm sure he'll write some book, start some foundation, work on injecting children overseas, do the kind of stuff that most of these absolute scumbags do. But he is being replaced. And who is he being replaced with? And this is going to be a quick video today, but it's straight to the point. So who is running to replace Humza Yousaf as SNP leader? As the Scottish National Party leader announces his resignation, we look at likely successors. Okay, some familiar faces if you're in Scotland, maybe not for the rest of you, so I'll explain a little bit. John Swinney. Okay, this guy who looks like Mr. Clean is one of the top people in contention. So it says a former SNP leader and Sturgeon's trusted deputy first minister, Swinney, 60, has said he would be a reluctant candidate, but knows he would probably be the most favored by the party's mainstream members because of his long experience and track record as a bipartisan, shrewd and centrist figure. Yes, centrist because he is obviously not in any way consistent in a message. He goes with whatever he gets paid to do. He goes with whatever he is allowed to do, whatever he's told to do. Whenever I hear centrist, I'm like, what does that even mean? It means that you aren't consistent in any of your messages. Oh, because we branch the divide. We build a bridge. What kind of bridge? It's a bridge that goes nowhere. It doesn't make any sense. It's all inconsistent and it's hypocritical. Every single measure is hypocritical of the last. But of course, that is part of their agenda because really they're just trying to crush Western civilization. And this guy should be better known as Swiney because if you look at his track record, you could see him in the Scottish Parliament and pushing for net zero. Of course, this is the kind of globalist they want. This is from October 11th to 2022, the Scottish Parliament. John Swinney saying it's called the UK Leveling Up and Regeneration Bill and him pushing for net zero and transport committee relations and pushing for a complete destruction of the economy via the destruction of the grid. He is one of the many net zero maniacs that want us all in 15 minute cities and not driving and not eating meat and eating the bugs and drinking the sewage and you will own nothing and you will be enslaved. placated on drugs and watching video games, as Yuval Noah Harari says. Of course, this is also a guy that wanted to make it mandatory for government schools to teach LGBT plus issues. And this is from the World Economic Forum's website. How convenient. Scotland is making it mandatory for government schools to teach LGBTQ plus whatever giraffe, elephant, planet, season stuff in a move aimed at tracking homophobia and discrimination that it says is a global first. It's funny how there is an actual phobia. Phobia is a rational fear. There's an actual phobia of straight people these days, but the homophobia, when people are just like, maybe you shouldn't tell my 3-year-old or 4-year-old that they're gay and that they should cut off their dick, that is apparently a phobia now. The government said schools would be required to adopt an LGBT plus inclusive curriculum, including tackling homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia, and promoting awareness of the history of LGBT plus movements. These guys are evil. Scotland will become the first country in the world to have LGBTI inclusive education embedded in the curriculum, said a statement released on Thursday. Deputy First Minister John Swinney added that it was vital the curriculum is as diverse as the young people who learn in our schools. This guy's disgusting. He's sexualizing children. He's pushing the trans agenda. And it's all written down on the World Economic Forum's website. So that is the first guy in contention, the first guy considered for leader. Then comes Kate Forbes. Okay, so again, and maybe those of you outside of Scotland do not know of her, but Kate Forbes is one of the many psychopaths. So as it says here on her Facebook message from August of 2021, as a vast majority of our adult population has received at least one dose of the vaccine, the most recent JCVI guidance now recommends offering the vaccine to 16 to 17 year olds as well. If you want to learn more about the vaccine program and why it is important to get vaccinated, I would recommend reading more about this on nhsinform.scot. So she is one of the sick, demented vaccine pushers who pushed this stuff on children. And it got worse from there as the ages went down. So you could expect similar from her, as she is told what to do by the World Economic Forum. She said this on Twitter in November 2021. The COVID situation is fragile. By the way, she's been questioned on corruption involving deleting messages and all sorts of stuff involving these criminal activities. But the COVID situation is fragile, especially over the winter period. Today, Nicola Sturgeon announced that negative tests will be used as an alternative to vaccine certificate from the 6th December. Certification won't be extended to other venues, but we need to increase amount of testing. So they're pushing the vaccines at the same time as testing, the same hypocrisy we saw all over the world. So more evil from another mouth of the beast. Now let's go back. Another person who is a runner up in this is Neil Gray. So let's look at him. Neil Gray to advocate global net zero solutions to United Arab Emirates. Oh, great. By the way, pushing them into the hands of BRICS, which helps create the new world reserve currency system. He was, of course, majorly involved in the environment and not the real environment, the environment of destroying humanity and getting rid of us and depopulating us. Scotland has the skills and drive to help deliver global net zero solutions. Well-being Economy Secretary Neil Gray will tell UAE ministers ahead of COP28. This is back from November 2023. So we can expect the same from him as well. It shouldn't surprise anyone. Neil Gray also pushed the COVID stuff. One of my first priorities after being appointed, he says, International Development Minister, was to progress leadership shown by Nicola Sturgeon on vaccine equity. Grateful to the Welsh government colleagues for this joint statement, urging UK government action on a TRIPS waiver needs global action now. They say that both governments are urging the UK government to back a temporary waiver of intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines aimed at expanding equitable access to safe and effective vaccines globally. So this is what you can expect from this psychopath. So again, we have these absolute scumbags pushing this show all along. And of course, net zero, World Economic Forum goals, starving out humanity, injecting people and killing them. And of course, there is another person here that I should mention. Again, there could be anyone. Even if it's none of these people, it's still likely to go the same route. So Jenny Gilruth, who has been an MSP since 2016, 39 years old, minister since 2020, first serving on the culture desk, then as Minister of Transport, before being appointed Education Secretary in USOF's first cabinet in March 2023. Education Secretary, so involved in indoctrinating kids. Great. Jenny Gilruth, MSP, backs ambitious steps to tackle climate emergency and pushes for a climate change bill and net zero. Again, and wants to reduce emissions by 75% by 2030. Okay. Agenda 2030 advocate. Again, it is quite obvious that everyone we're dealing with on this list is a psychopathic globalist. So to those that are going, well, good, Humza Yousaf is a complete piece of shit. Get him out of here. Let's go on to the next. He called for 7 years in prison for those who dare to insult the trans people. The other people will do the same thing. And they're all on the same page. And they're all, you know, answering to the same bosses. These guys aren't in charge of anything. They're barely in charge of putting on their shoes in the morning. They are really just puppets of the system, as they all are, which is more evidence, which I've been talking about for a very long time, of why it's pointless to vote for any of these people. Stop voting. If you want change, I've been saying change, change, change in every democracy, which is two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner since ancient Greece. And guess what? They all say change. Every campaign says change. Maybe the change they want isn't outside of them. Maybe the change they want is within. Maybe they need to look in the mirror. Perhaps that is something that people that say change, we want change, should consider. The change isn't in politics. Politics is organized crime. Government is organized crime. It's like you and your neighbor getting together and telling your other neighbor, hey, I want new kitchen cabinets. You have to pay for them. Well, I don't want to. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, 2-1, bitch. We win. I mean, it's taxation is theft. It's stolen to, you know, lock you down, inject you, pay to mass murder people around the world, create problems, get solutions and come in as a solution because it's a mob industry. It's organized crime and it's a worse kind than any kind that you find on the street because they mass murder more people, democide, and they create false flags to push people into war. They mass murder their own citizens. They sacrifice you as pawns for the king and the queen. And they end up at the end of the day, their goal being the expulsion and the extermination of the human race, the soul, the consciousness. And that is something that people are going to continue voting for. Oh, it's a new haircut. It's a different haircut. It's a different tie. Oh, he says some things. Oh, I'd like to have a beer with him. Oh, he is very different. He's anti-establishment, but he's joining the establishment as a leader. And everyone else that has in the past that actually tried to speak out in any way has been shot in the head because it's much bigger than the president, the prime minister, or the first minister. It is organized crime. And that is a plague, and we must get rid of that and consider voluntarism, something I've been pushing for a long time. Voluntarism, withdrawing from the system, rejecting it, creating, you know, private contract society based in individual decisions and consent, and you sign on to what you wish, and you do not sign on to what you do not wish, and you can fund things you want, but you aren't forced to fund things you don't want, because at the end of the day, with inflation and the move to steal people's money and put it into all these different things creates monopolies and government monopolies, corporate and technocratic and communistic and fascistic monopolies on all sides of things so that they can show, oh, well, the left does that and it causes that. The right does that and it causes that. It's all the same thing. It's leading to more control by the state. And the more government funds healthcare, for example, oh, I love healthcare. Well, great. But you end up spending more in a lifetime than you actually would on those things per capita, per person. And not just that, if you weren't taxed like crazy, if inflation wasn't rampant, if you weren't paying into all these programs, then there wouldn't be massive monopolies the size of what we see today at the same rate anyway, because there'd be competition on the market. There wouldn't be IP. There wouldn't be people getting restricted from buying or building something that's similar to someone else, but building it better. And of course, selling it for a lesser price. with higher quality and, you know, being able to compete on the market. There's no competition on the market. Instead, pharmaceutical industries take most of the money from the healthcare system, prop up themselves, cause the medicines to go up, so you're perpetually paying more. Well, none of the money's going to nursing. And then you have, you know, hospitals where it takes you 12 hours to get out of the waiting room. It's absurd. It's insane. It's demented. And all these doctors end up being paid by the big pharma corporations that get most of that money in the first place. So again, it's a circular structure. And I know this from Canada, by the way. You know, I've stayed more than 12 hours in emergency conditions in hospitals. People die in the waiting room all the time. And then they say, well, the US is expensive. Yeah, it's expensive because all these countries are funding these drug companies and all these treatments. So it makes the price go up. And because these corporations are getting all this money, why would they lower the price to compete? They don't need to compete because they're just constantly getting money. It's a eugenics operation. We should know that at this point after all the COVID hoax nonsense. So again, it's all a circular pendulum, and I could go into every other entity and part of government as well. I won't today. I've actually written over 1,000 pages of a book on this, never released. I really got to get on that. But point is, this isn't the answer. The politics is never the answer. Organized crime, forcing your neighbor to do things that you want, that they don't want to do, is not the answer. Just like it's not the answer for them to force things on you that you don't want because they want it. It's just basic voluntarism. Beautiful thing. Google it. Of course, DuckDuckGo it, or actually pre-search it. Pre-search is better than all of the above censored search engines. But anyway, point is, it won't change anything. This isn't a reason to get hopium and sit on your hands. It is just more of a reason to stand up and reject that system and break apart from it. Just like when the queen died, people said, well, why do we have the monarchy anymore? Well, why, when Humza Yousaf resigns, why do you have that government anymore? Just reject it, withdraw from it. I'm not saying violent revolution of any kind. I'm saying just withdraw from that system, the banking system that enslaves you, that pushes you into CBDCs and technocracy. And enslaves you because if you don't have access to it, they can say, well, we'll give it to you if you eat this food, these food rations. You can't have food from the grocery stores. They're out of food anyway because we destroyed it. You have to be conscripted into war, all these different things. Without being in that banking system and without being in that food system, you aren't dependent on them. So anyway, I'm going to just end it there. Again, we have options for you to withdraw from the system. I urge you to check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off as well as free shipping in the United States. This could save your life, my friends. I really do believe that. And of course, it means that you don't have to depend on the government later for mRNA, modified RNA, or bug food rations from Bill Gates at the end of the day, because you and your family are prepared and you don't depend on the grocery store. You don't depend on the banking system. This is one of the most beautiful ways to reject this system. This is about solutions. You don't have to pay all at once if you go to Heaven's Harvest. Again, you could use Afterpay and pay over time. You're saving money versus inflation, and you're getting a huge amount for that money even as it stands today. So it's an investment. Food is the world's first currency. Again, that's code WAM, W-A-M. Of course, you can go and check out ways to get out of the banking system. And one of the things is buying physical gold and silver, which you could do by going to firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/. You have to use that exact link because I want you to sign up with Mark Gonzalez, because Mark Gonzalez is a friend of mine who tells the truth and is a freedom fighter and is serious about this. And you can schedule an appointment for a free consultation and get a complimentary investor package. You could buy physical gold and silver, and you can, of course, hold it in your hands, or you can put it in a vault. Of course, when you sign up, make sure to say in the comments that you found them through World Alternative Media or WAM, W-A-M. And we really appreciate it. Of course, you don't want poison foods while there's still food on the grocery store shelves. So make sure to go and check out Wild Pastures, linked in the description. If you use our link, you get 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. All non-modified RNA, no mRNA, no GMOs, no hormones, no pesticides, or any other chemicals. Raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature controlled and customizable as you see fit. So a really good deal there. You're saving the farmers, you're saving yourself, you're saving money. So that is one of the many options we try to give you below. Speaking of health, make sure to check out rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and save money on those products. So check those links in the description. I really appreciate people taking this kind of stuff seriously because they're trying to kill us. They're trying to kill us both health-wise and mentally and consciously. We have MadTravNutrition.com for 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jimmy Ike over at Iconic. He also has Manuka honey there as well as mushroom tinctures. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on that as well. And they deserve the support big time. We have Lion Energy link below as well for battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So you aren't dependent on the government grid. No, solar energy isn't the solution, but it is. This is a temporary solution when they go after your electricity. And most people are totally dependent on the government for electricity. Anyway, I appreciate everyone watching. If you want to help support us, as we tell the truth that no one is willing to tell, I urge you to go to gogetfunding.com. We have Patreon, Subscribestar, we have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. Privacy coins, of course, being another major solution like Epic Cash, a very important way to get out of the central banking system. So check those things out. But again, I thank everyone who has helped support us over at gogetfunding.com and others, other places. We could not survive without you. We're on the road. We got rid of our house. We went bankrupt, but we are always willing to tell the truth to the bitter end and will not stop until we literally don't breathe any longer. I thank everyone for watching, and you could find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. You can find us on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and on the Bad Guys, TikTok, and Instagram, World Alternative Media, and of course, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. All the major podcast platforms except for Spotify. And as always, hit the like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. Live freely, live by example. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.